adventures of Jungle Jim. When we left our friends last week, Jungle Jim Bradley was hiding in an old mine near Bhutan's camp. Shanghai Lil was with Bhutan and Myra Trent within the camp, and Peter Hawkins had been placed in a heavily barred cell. You will remember that Bhutan had ordered Hawkins lashed by his own shell-shocked son, but that Ronnie had spared his father, despite the fact that he did not seem to recognize him. Also, that a short time after Peter Hawkins was locked up, Myra Trent took Shanghai Lil to Bhutan, having first warned her that she would be suspected of being a spy. Lil told Bhutan her story, that her plane had crashed while she was making a pleasure flight. But Bhutan was suspicious and demanded that she explain how she happened to be flying a British government plane. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. It is the next morning after Lil's arrival in Bhutan's camp, and the two are talking.
Ah, my dear Miss Vril, you look lovely this morning. Tell me, did you sleep well?
Like a top, thing.
I am happy. While you are here, I hope that you will find everything to your liking.
Am I to understand that you no longer suspect me?
Suspect you, Mr. Vril, that is hardly fair. Oh. I only wondered at the fact that you were flying a British Army plane.
Well, you see,
quite satisfied with your explanation that it was loaned to you by a young flyer.
You don't like the British, then?
On the contrary, they are my friends.
Oh.
However, I would be deeply hurt if they should send a spy into my territory without my knowledge.
Oh, I understand, Prince Chang. I know just how you feel. And I'm sure that you and I will be great friends.
My dear Miss Vril, you flatter me.
Tell me, why do you live here? A prince as wealthy and handsome as you are oughtn't to keep himself hidden in the jungle.
Miss Vril, Upper Burma is my home. Also, it is necessary for me to spend considerable time here to look after my emerald mine.
Oh, you mine emeralds?
Yes, that is true. I thought perhaps you might like to ride out and see the workings a little later in the morning.
I'd love to. As a matter of fact, I came to ask you if I could borrow one of your horses. It's a gorgeous morning for a canter.
Fine. I'll be ready in an hour.
Oh, but Prince Lujan, would you mind if I went for a short ride now?
You do not want to wait and go with me?
Of course. I thought perhaps you wouldn't object if I rode a bit in the meantime. You see, it's been quite some time since I was in the saddle. Then I'll meet you when you're ready.
Very well. But might I suggest that you stay within the boundaries of the camp?
Of course.
I wouldn't want you to get lost again, Mr. Green.
Don't worry about that.
I won't. Daharat!
Yes, Master?
Have my horse and one for this young lady brought to the door immediately.
At once, Master.
You will also have the tiger in court here. Tell him to wait outside until I call him.
Yes, Master.
You certainly get service since you came.
Yes. You will find that all my men obey.
I've noticed that. Who's the big bearded one I've seen around? Is he the one you call Tiger?
So, you have seen him?
Oh, yes.
I intended to warn you about him, Mr. Green.
Why? Is he dangerous?
He's not quite normal in many respects.
No?
I keep him because he is valuable to me in handling the plane.
Well, he sounds like a nice little playmate.
You need have no fear. He will not molest you. You are perfectly safe in this camp. And I hope that you will understand the things that you see. There are many that you may think strange.
Oh, no doubt.
We are forced to make our own laws and to see that they are carried out.
I think I understand.
Good, Mr. Vril. The jungle is cruel. Whatever steps I take are for the good of all. If you will remember that, it will help you to understand many things.
Prince Bhutan, I understand one thing, all right. You're one of the great rulers of India.
No one questions my authority.
I admire men of action, since you can.
And I admire women who are both beautiful and intelligent. You possess those two qualities.
And you flatter me.
I am most anxious to know more about you.
Well, I'm yours to name, Your Highness.
I hope so. You remind me of my emeralds. You are beautiful, but hard. I collect emeralds, Miss DeVril.
And you often find them hard to get?
Yes, unfortunately, that is true.
The horses are here, as you ordered, Master.
You wish to go now, Miss DeVril?
If you promise to join me in an hour.
That will be my pleasure.
Oh, what beautiful horses, Prince
Lieutenant. Yes. The black one is yours, Miss DeVril. For as long as you care to use it.
He's a dear. Oh, I must ride him at once.
Of course. Allow me to help you to mount.
Thank you, Prince. I'll be back for you in an hour.
I shall be ready.
Tiger! You want to put him?
Tiger.
What did you do with the ancient one?
I gave him 20 lashes. You heard him cry out, didn't you?
Yes, Tiger. By the sound of his cries, he did well. Where is he now?
I locked him in the hut near the whipping post.
Good. See that no one goes near him.
Yes, Master.
But first, you must take my horse and follow that girl.
I kill?
No, you fool. Don't lay your hands on her. I don't want her to even see you.
Hurry up.
Get started.
I go, Bhutan. Understand? Don't let her see you. And report her every action to me.
As Bhutan stands looking after Shanghai Lil and the tiger, another scene is taking place near a barred hut close by.
Mr. Hawkins, can you hear me?
Who is it?
Myra Trent. Come close to the back window.
Yes. Are you sure no one will see you, Trent?
Well, they can't see around this side of the hut. They can't. Are you all right?
No, I would be if they let me out. What's going on in the tent?
Well, a lot has happened, Mr. Hawkins. But first, tell me, don't you hear me, Lester? I heard your cry.
Well, that whipping was a frightful thing.
What?
It was Ronnie that did it. He never even touched me. He only pretended.
What are you saying? Did he recognize you?
That's what I've been wondering ever since I was locked in here yesterday. He didn't say he knew me. He didn't touch me with a whip. Tell me to cry out of it.
Mr. Hawkins, that may mean...
That may mean that he's coming to his senses.
Yes.
I hope so. But I'm afraid not. What's happened again?
A white woman has arrived. She was the one that was in the plane.
What?
She came yesterday. I saw her running out of the jungle and met her.
Has she seen Bhutan yet?
Yes. She insisted that I take her to him, even when I told her that he would keep her as a spy.
Was she alone?
Yes. He was the only one in the plane.
My God, what did Bhutan say to her?
He suspected her. I knew he would.
Yes.
She was flying a British plane, but she explained that she had only borrowed it. Well, neither he nor staff friends.
You say that this woman was flying a British plane?
I didn't see it, but Bhutan accused her of it. She said that she had borrowed it from a young officer in Mandalay.
And you told her about Bhutan?
Yes, everything. Even that you and I were prisoners. But I don't think she believed me. She thought that I would for him.
What's her name? Did I know?
Yes. She's Lily DeVril.
What's her?
Lily DeVril.
Lily DeVril.
She's an American. Do you know her?
I'm trying to think. I've heard that name somewhere. I know I have. How old is she?
Oh, about my age, or maybe a little older. And very beautiful. Perhaps you met her in Mandalay. She was there.
Lily DeVril. I've heard that name. No, I've never met her. I know I've heard of it. But Trent, can you get to be alone and talk to her?
Yes, I guess so.
Well, tell her. Tell her that I'm Elder Prisoner. Get up.
But I've already told her that.
Well, tell her that I want to talk to her. Ask her to come and see me. She may be able to help me.
Thank you. Flint and Peter Hawkins have been talking, Shanghai Lil, not realizing that she's being followed by the tiger, has been riding toward the mine where Jungle Jim is hiding.
There's the entrance to the mine. Oh, Jim? Jim, where are you?
Here I am. Over here.
Oh. Help me down, Jim. I brought you some food. There's not much, but...
Never mind the food, Lil. Let me help you. Come on. Yeah, that's it. That's the girl.
I haven't got much time. Bhutan expects me back in a few minutes to ride with him. I had to come and warn you because he may bring you here. He's going to show me his emerald mine.
He doesn't suspect you, Lil.
He's just like all the others, Jim. He's actually making a play for me.
Oh, yeah?
Putting it over on him was a cinch.
What about Hawkins? Have you seen him?
I haven't dared.
Well, you knew that he was whipped yesterday afternoon.
Yes, I heard his cry. But, Jim, I'm sure that he's all right. He plans to get him locked in the hut, but I saw one of the native slaves carry food there this morning.
Lil, if Bhutan hurts Peter Hawkins, I'll kill him.
Mm.
Oh, tell me, what about Myra Trent? Solo told me last night that you met her. What'd you have to say?
I think I was right about the girlfriend, Jim.
What?
Bhutan's got her under his thumb.
What do you mean? Is she with him? Solo says that she's not a prisoner now.
Of course she's not, and she never was. Myra Trent will do anything that Bhutan tells her to do. Why, he doesn't even treat her with respect.
I can't believe it.
How could you be taken in by her? Oh, you men are all alike.
Oh, we'll discuss that later, Lil. Now we've got to make some plans. You're in the camp. What's the next move?
Well, let's leave things just as they are, Jim.
What do you mean?
I've won Bhutan's confidence. Give me a day or two more, and I'll get all the information we need. Then we'll know what to do. The important thing is for you to keep out of sight until we're ready to act.
Yes, and that means getting away from here fast.
Yes, it may be this mine that he's bringing me to.
Well, I've got it. I'm going to stay where I can see what happens. Now, you bring Bhutan here. If we could jump him and take him prisoner, we wouldn't have any trouble handling the native.
Oh, it's risky, Jim.
It's our chance, Lil. We can free Kolo and Hawkins and arm them. Half of Bhutan's slaves would probably run away anyway. They must hate him the way he treats them.
It's worth trying. Well, I'll do it, Jim.
Good, Lil. I'll be hiding here in the rocks, waiting. Now, you're sure that he'll come with you alone?
Leave that to me. Bhutan's looking for a chance to be alone with me.
What was that? Quiet, Lil. I don't like that. Someone must be coming this way.
Jim, it's Bhutan. He followed us.
You're wrong, Lil. Look, it's Ronnie Hawkins.
Oh, he's seen us. He's coming toward us.
Lil, get in your horse and get back to camp. You leave Ronnie Hawkins to me. I'll take care of him.
Will Jim be able to reason with Ronnie, or will he be taken prisoner by the tiger? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all of the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kid, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon, and the famous page of pictures, Gags and Gals. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.